The Sustainable Business Handbook by Grayson, Coulter and Lee. The one-sentence summary. In a world where climate change affects supply chains and customer expectations require businesses to take action, organisations can no longer ignore the issue of business sustainability because it drives innovation, brand value and profit. What the book says. This is a guide to help businesses become more innovative, resilient and successful. The book has three parts. 1. Getting started. Purpose, materiality and the business case. 2. Building it up. Strategy, operationalizing, culture, leadership, reporting and governance. And 3. Taking it to the world. Engagement, communications, partnering and advocacy. To make the most of purpose, companies need to review corporate assets and history, engage with stakeholders, craft the purpose statement, ensure that the core business strategy is aligned to it, socialise and communicate it, and measure impact. The Said Business School has produced a SCORE framework for embedding organisational purpose. That stands for Simplify, Connect, Own, Reward, Exemplify. The term materiality comes from the accounting industry, relating to the disclosure or omission of information that could have important consequences for the financial value of the company. In this context, it refers to the process of identifying, defining and prioritising sustainability or ESG issues for a business. A materiality matrix maps impact on society and the environment alongside impact on enterprise value, enabling a company to determine its most pressing ESG or sustainability issues. The rise of the ESG agenda leads the authors to regard the term as a synonym for sustainability. Sustainability or ESG governance is defined as the formal process established by the board of a company to ensure oversight of the company's responsibilities for its social, environmental, and economic impacts, and to guarantee that a company's specific sustainability commitments are met. Building a business case involves applying existing external data and evidence, examining company-specific evidence, and benchmarking with peers, and creating cross-functional teams to provide relevant case data to different stakeholders. Effective reporting involves clarifying some basic reporting questions, studying and choosing preferred options from among the major reporting guidelines and frameworks, collecting the data diligently, reporting and making full use of it, and learning from the process to innovate further.